Good morning and welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah, and I'm here with Alex to continue our journey into the world of artificial intelligence. It's Tuesday.
Right.
And that means we're diving into the history of AI and its real-world applications.
Hey there, everyone. So yesterday we talked about the foundational concepts of AI.
Yeah.
But today we're focusing on the last 5 years, from 2020 to 2025. This is really the period where AI went from, you know, a laboratory concept to a mainstream global phenomenon.
Absolutely. And it all seemed to happen overnight. What was the spark that ignited this incredible explosion in public awareness?
That spark has a name, Sarah. ChatGPT. When it was released by OpenAI in November 2022, it was like a lightning bolt. For the first time,
millions of people could have a natural, fluid conversation with a highly advanced AI. It wasn't just for researchers anymore. It was for everyone.
I remember that time so vividly. It felt like my social media feeds just exploded with people sharing their conversations, asking it to write poems, debug code. What made it so different?
Well, it was the accessibility and the quality of the conversation. I mean, previous chatbots were clunky. They felt robotic. ChatGPT could understand nuance,
right,
admit mistakes, and generate surprisingly creative and coherent text. It crossed a threshold where it felt less like a machine and more like a very knowledgeable, very patient assistant.
And that wasn't the only thing happening. We also had this explosion in generative art, right?
Exactly. While ChatGPT was mastering text, models like DALL-E, Midjourney, and Stable Diffusion were doing the same for images. So suddenly you could just type a sentence.
Wow.
A beautiful painting of an astronaut riding a horse in a photorealistic style, and the AI would just create it in seconds. It was magic.
So this created a kind of an AI arms race between the big tech companies.
Oh, a massive one. The success of OpenAI and ChatGPT put immense pressure on other tech giants. Google, which had been a leader in AI research for years, suddenly found itself on the back foot. They accelerated the release of their own models, like Bard, which later became Gemini. Microsoft made a huge investment in OpenAI, integrating its tech into their Bing search engine and Office products. And Meta,
okay,
formerly Facebook, yeah, started putting their AI into everything from Instagram to smart glasses. It became a battle for AI supremacy.
It's fascinating how that competition drove innovation forward so quickly. But we also saw a shift from just chatbots to something more, right?
Yes, that's the key trend from 2023 to 2025. We moved from chatbots, which are great for answering questions, to AI agents, which are designed to complete tasks. It's the difference between asking, "What's the weather like in Paris?" and saying, "Book me a weekend trip to Paris, find a hotel near the Louvre, and add it to my calendar." These agents can interact with other software,
right,
make decisions, and take actions on your behalf. And another huge leap was in what's called multimodal AI.
Can you break that down for us?
Of course. Multimodal just means the AI can understand and process more than one type of information at once. So instead of just text or just images, these new models can look at a picture, listen to your spoken question about it, and give you a detailed text answer. You can show it a graph and ask it to explain the data trends, or even show it a live video of what's in your refrigerator and have it suggest a recipe.
Wow. So AI is developing senses in a way.
That's a great way to put it. It can see, read, and listen all at the same time.
Amazing.
Which makes it a much more powerful and intuitive partner for us.
Now, Alex, let's connect this recent history to the real-world applications that are changing our lives right now. Where are we seeing the biggest impact?
Well, the creative industries have been completely transformed. AI is now a co-creator for artists, musicians, writers. I mean, an artist can generate dozens of concept sketches in minutes. A musician can ask an AI to compose a bass line in the style of a famous artist, and writers use it to brainstorm ideas.
Yeah.
Overcome writer's block and even draft entire articles.
That's incredible. And in the business world?
It's a revolution for startups and small businesses. In the past, you needed a huge team for things like customer service and marketing. Now, a single entrepreneur can use an AI chatbot to provide 24/7 customer support. They can use AI to generate marketing copy,
okay,
social media posts, and even business plans. It's leveling the playing field.
And what about in the classroom?
Education is one of the most exciting areas. We now have AI tutors that can provide personalized one-on-one help to students in subjects like math and science. They can adapt to each student's learning pace.
Wow.
Offering extra help where it's needed. Language learning apps use AI to create customized lesson plans that feel more like a natural conversation.
That could really change how we learn. And what about some of the bigger global challenges, like climate change?
AI is playing a huge role there, too. It's being used to create more accurate weather prediction models, which helps us prepare for extreme events. It's used to optimize the energy grid, reducing waste and integrating renewable sources more efficiently. And it's even used to monitor deforestation and track carbon emissions from space.
That's incredibly powerful. And is AI helping make technology more accessible for people with disabilities?
Absolutely. This is one of the most heartwarming applications. For people who are blind, there are now apps that use the phone's camera and an AI to describe their surroundings in real time. For people with speech impairments, AI can help generate more natural-sounding voices. And for those with mobility challenges,
yeah,
AI-powered systems can help them control their environment with just their voice or eye movements. It's truly empowering.
It's amazing to see how far we've come in just 5 years, from a niche technology to something that's reshaping every part of our society.
It really is. The pace of change has been breathtaking. As we wrap up today's episode, what's the key takeaway for our listeners?
The biggest takeaway is that the AI revolution isn't a future event. It's happening right now. The breakthroughs of the last 5 years have put powerful tools in our hands,
right,
that can enhance our creativity, make businesses more efficient, and help us tackle some of our biggest global problems.
Perfect advice, as always, Alex. Tomorrow, we'll be exploring the different types of AI, like narrow versus general intelligence, and we'll dive a bit deeper into the technical side of how these incredible systems actually work. Now, here's a question we'd like you to think about. We've talked about AI as a tool for creativity, business, and problem solving, but if you could apply this technology to a personal aspect of your own life, what would it be? Would you use it as a personalized fitness coach, a financial advisor, a travel planner, or something else entirely? That's a great one to ponder. Thanks for tuning in to AI Daily. You can find show notes, transcripts, and links to everything we discussed on our website, myailearningjourney.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow.